Okay, but if you want to tell somebody that you don't want to be in their debt, would you say, I don't want to be obligated or I don't want to be beholden?
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Would you be more likely to say that?
Yeah.
Which one? I don't want to be beholden or I don't want to be obligated?
I wouldn't want to be obligated.
And, somebody asks if you can do a certain job, and you might say, well, sure, I
can do it.
Okay. But if they ask, if somebody says, can you, and you say, no, I
can't.
Okay. And if somebody says to you at about sundown to do something, and you say, well, I got up early this morning, and all day. How would you say that? I've
worked all day.
Okay. From
sun up to sundown.
Okay. Would you say I've done work to mean it's already been done? I've done work all day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're talking about some of your old friends who are still alive, and maybe you've gone back, say, to Shiloh or somewhere, and you might say, well, I've been out there looking around for a lot of my old school friends, but it seems that they're
gone.
All right. How would you say that, would you ever say they're done dead?
Passed away.
Passed away. And what about if there had been an accident and somebody had been badly hurt, and you tried to go help, and then maybe you call a doctor, but you might say, there was no need to call a doctor because the man was
passed out.
All right, was already dead or done dead when he got there. If you want to say that somebody needs to be careful about it, you might say, well, he ought to be careful, or he should be careful.
Should be careful.
Okay. Would you ever say he belongs to be? No. Belongs to be careful?
No. I just say he ought to be.
Okay. And if one boy is daring another one to do something, how would he say it? You don't dare do it, or you dare not do it. You ever use the word dare? Ever?
Yes.
How would you say that?
I say, I dare you to do it.
Okay. And if you want to say, well, somebody ought to do something, what would be just the other way? It's not something that he ought to do, it's something that
And he don't do it.
Okay. He ought not, or he oughtn't. How would you say that, if it was something he shouldn't
do? He ought to do it.
Okay.
And if it's something needed to be done.
Okay, but if he should not do it, you might say, oh, he
not going to do it.
All right, he oughtn't do that, or he shouldn't do that. What about if a boy got a whip and you say, I bet he did something he
oh, not to.
Okay. And if someone wants you to do something that you don't want to do, and they say, will you do it? You say, no, I
won't.
And
sometimes you go ahead and do it anyway.
Right. And if you get something done that was real hard work, and you had to do it all by yourself, and somebody was just standing around without helping, you might say, well, you
ought to be doing something.
Okay. You might have helped me. Would you ever say might have? You might have helped me if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Say that.
You could have done it.
Okay. Would you ever say might have?
Mm-hmm. You could have helped. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't ever say nothing. I go ahead and do mine. And say nothing.
Okay.